exits. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City water maker decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, of course, everyone's already talking about this, about the Golden Globes, and I just want to take this a step further. I want to talk about the whole entertainment as an entertainment industry as a whole. When it comes to their politics, how they, like, why are they always liberal? Like, they, you know, it seems like they're programmed to follow certain ideas. And the fact of the matter is, they try to suppress people with different points of view. And they, of course, use the whole time, you're racist, you're sexist. You're racist, you're sexist, you're bigoted, like, especially when Trump was running, of course, everyone was like, oh, Trump's racist, what he said about Mexicans. And of course, they don't quote him fully. They didn't quote him fully. They still don't. They pick and choose words that he says, take them out of context to fit whatever fucking agenda that they're trying to push. the thing with the Mexicans, he's talking about removing illegals, people that have broken the law to come in here. People that, especially those that committed crimes here. I mean, in the news twice, you know, they caught, Mexican immigrants who have murdered Americans. And they were deported multiple times, but given sanctuary. Sanctuary! Sanctuary. But of course, no, that's racist. Oh, Mexicans are the hardest working people. You know, and I'm tired of hearing that shit. Because first of all, as someone that I, even though my Spanish, my, like, even though I barely speak Spanish, my I understand more than I can speak. And I've heard these people actually talk, how they, you know, what they will, you know, how they, especially these, so many thoughts come into my head. I've heard how they've spoken, how they speak. Jesus Christ, I am tired, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, I have a day job, and, you know, had to wake up at the, before the fucking sun came up, because, you know what, I'm a hardworking son of a bitch that doesn't take fucking any government assistance. I work two jobs. I'm a hardworking American. Because I'm getting tired of seeing this shit. And you know what? If it's because Americans don't want to do those jobs, you know what? Then, honestly, how's about we start doing the jobs that they say Americans won't do? Freaking people sitting there broken. It's like, oh, I'm going to collect welfare. Look, if you really need it, if you do not have the physicality to actually work, fine. So, of course, I'm going to be talking about Meryl Streep. But yeah, I wanted to just talk about I want to talk about the industry as a whole. I mean, because look, for the past few weeks I was dealing with someone accusing me of having a comedy club shut down because I'm alt-right. I'm a Trump supporter. And that proved that I was a villain. Hey, I was, on Sunday, I was on, this show called Pod Awful, and, the link and the description and the video are on my blog of Rantings of Louis B. .blogspot.com, if you guys want to check it out. But the host admitted that he was the one that called. He called to have the comedy club shut down. Because it was an unsafe space. But the thing is, the comedy community here in New York City had me pegged as evil because I don't share their political views. Or they will shun you, and they will turn you into pariah because you don't support Hillary Clinton. And see, that's the shit that fucking pisses me off. They will talk about what Trump said, but they will totally discount what Hillary has done. Like, the lives of those men that died in Benghazi don't matter to liberals. No, because he said, they grab them by the pussy. And of course, when it comes to grab them by the pussy, they don't fully quote him as saying, when you're rich and famous, they let you grab him by the pussy. That's not sexual assault. If someone lets you touch them, that is not sexual assault. If someone lets you touch them because they are gold digging idiots that think that they're gonna get a piece of your pie if they let you touch them, that is not sexual assault. There is no victim there. I mean, maybe if you really want to like think hard about it, the victim is Trump because you have these opportunistic Twentosauruses that wanna get a payday if they let Donnie diddle them a little bit. But still, no crime is committed no crime is committed. There is no sexual assault. And I don't give a fuck if you have buyer's remorse the night after. Like, oh my God, I let him touch me there. It's still not rape. It's still not sexual assault. So I'm getting tired of hearing that, you can't grab a man your pussy. It's like, no. If you're going to make a quote, how's about you use the full goddamn quote? when it comes to immigration. And they were doing this all on Spanish television too. They would purposely only translate, they would edit and translate a certain section, but and take that section out of context. When it came to that him supposedly making fun of the disabled reporter, like, someone even put a video together where he was making that same gesture when trying to pantomime indifference or backpedaling or just cowardice. When someone went, like, he's like, I didn't know he was disabled. I probably only met him once, and he didn't remember what he looked like. And then when you show proof, there's people that still will fight me, will argue with me, and then when you point that out, he's still a racist. How's he a racist? He is. How? He just is. How? Can you explain to me how he's... Oh, because by the things he said. Okay, what did he say about Mexicans? Okay, you mean illegals? Illegals. Oh, well, Mexicans are the hardest... Blah, 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 blah. Hold it, Kimo Sabe. Yes. Hold it. How? How is it wrong where he's done? Where he said? Okay, let's talk about how Hillary was saying the same exact shit back in the 90s. How Clinton was saying the exact shit back in the 90s. He says it's racism. Like, this is where I can't take fucking people seriously. Like, I debate people at my job. They're like, not even the debate. These fucking dumb twats fucking start screaming. It's like, they get angry. They get angry and they haven't done, like, about, he said, grab him by the pussy. Like, I just want to start smacking these bitches. I really do. But I won't, because it's like, you know what? You have a right to your opinion. You're an idiot. You're lazy idiots. Like, oh, he's a grabber by the pussy. He's a grabber by the pussy. He's a racist. He just is. Come on. Like, you know, they never have a fucking argument. They never have a fucking proper argument. And these movie stars. These fucking actors that fucking play make-believe for a living. Bunch of fucking millionaires. You're racist. Like, honestly, this whole ordeal with dealing with Mo Fatalab, if you want the whole story, please check my older episodes. Please. I'm on iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, of course, Spreaker.com that you're listening to. Danke, Shane. But it's like, the sheer laziness of these people. It's like, come on, like, what does Hillary have to do for you to be like, okay, well, Trump wasn't my first choice. He will never be my first choice. There are certain things he does that I don't agree with and whatever. But you know what? Honestly, when it comes to his tweets, he shouldn't be tweeting like that because he's the president. No, fuck you. Who the fuck says that, okay, people are talking shit, he can't respond? What, you think he's a punk ass like Obama? Obama let world leaders walk all over him. And honestly, it's starting to turn out like, look at the state of Obamacare. It doesn't cover you. Like, I mean, I was paying when I was on Obamacare, almost $300+ a month. A month. And the coverage sucked donkey a dick out of pocket. I was paying that much money. I got better insurance now because I got a new job, a new union gig. I mean, Obamacare was the only way. The only way Obamacare works if you are independently wealthy or you're very poor. So, I mean, you know, and the prices are going up now. Families can't afford Obamacare, but and if they get kicked off because they get kicked off their plan because they can't afford their monthly dues, here comes the IRS. Oh, here's $1,000 fine because you are uninsured. Like, seriously, I would rather be called a nigger than have to face that fucking insult. Then, we're kicking you off because you can't afford it. And here comes the IRS. Here's $1,000 plan. I mean, here's $1,000 bill. And how did I get the hiccups? Did somebody curse me? I mean, the thing is, when it comes to Hollywood, it's not like, look, if you are a liberal, fine. But the fact of the matter is, you gotta bust your ass twice as hard if you are a libertarian, a Republican, or a conservative of any way, and don't agree with their agenda. You have to be fucking amazeballs. I mean, me personally, fuck it. If I gotta bust my ass twice as hard to prove myself, then fine. You know, it just gives me something to fight for. And especially after the month I had, yeah, I'll fucking go to war. I don't give a shit anymore. I will be better than people one day. I will improve myself to prove myself. Like, yeah, I could joke about whatever the fuck I want to joke about. You're not gonna keep me down. In fact, after this month, it blew up in their face. You're pissing off other people. Your karma's getting your ass. Ha ha ha! Like to thank everyone that's listening. Hey, we got a chat room, so if you guys like, you guys could talk in the chat rooms. Chat room there, on Spreaker.com. Then you could do, you know, if you're listening, just click the link. You sign up for it's free. But you know what? Let's go into the Meryl Streep thing. I want to give my take on it. But here you go.
I love you all. You'll have to forgive me. I've lost my voice in screaming and lamentation this weekend.
Screaming and lamentation.
I've lost my mind sometime earlier this year, so I have to read. Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press. Just to pick up on what Hugh Laurie said, you and all of us in this room really belong to the most vilified segments in American society right now. Think about it. Hollywood, foreigners, and the press. But who are we? And you know, what is Hollywood anyway? It's just a bunch of people from other places. I was born and raised and educated in the public schools of New Jersey. Viola was born in a sharecropper's cabin in South Carolina, came up in Central Falls, Rhode Island. Sarah Paulson was born in Florida, raised by a single mom in Brooklyn. Sarah Jessica Parker was one of seven or eight kids from Ohio. Amy Adams was born in Vicenza, Veneto, Italy. And Natalie Portman was born in Jerusalem. Where are their birth certificates?
Again, I mean, that whole birth certificate thing turned out to be such a fucking rope-a-dope. You know, that shit with Obama is still coming out. I mean, I haven't looked into it fully yet. Because, you know, I want to wait till it, like, fully breaks. But from what I hear, the birth certificate and the social security number came out fake. Still, I mean, don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, that is what I'm hearing.
And the beautiful Ruth Nega was born in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, raised in London, in Ireland, I do believe.
She said the N-word.
And she's here nominated for playing a small-town girl from Virginia. Ryan, raised in London. And the beautiful Ruth Nega was born...
What the fuck?
And the beautiful Ruth Nega.
Oh, wow. I love my bitches, but where are my negas? Negas.
Was born in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, raised in London, in Ireland, I do believe. And she's here nominated for playing a small town girl from Virginia. Ryan Gosling, like all the nicest people, is Canadian.
All right, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
And Dev Patel was born in Kenya, raised in London, and is here for playing an Indian raised in Tasmania. So Hollywood is crawling with outsiders and foreigners.
Tasmania.
And if you kick them all out, you'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts.
Fuck you, you pretentious bitch. First of all, mixed martial artists are athletes that have to master many skills, not just one, to be able to fight and dominate. Look at what happened to Ronda Rousey. She only perfected like one martial art, and it was just because she was put up against weaker opponents until recently, and now she's getting her bell rung because she got zero hands. Nunez fucked that bitch up for real, not for play. She was like, I kill that bitch in the ring. I'm gonna fuck her up. Like, damn. She could stay. Give her an application. Give her an application. Get her ass a green card. She could stay. Deport Ronda Rousey. Send Ronda Rousey back to Mexico. So, like, honestly, yes. And first of all, mixed martial arts is an art. You have to have some thought. Like, it shows little respect. Like, honestly, you put in all that effort, and they're like, oh, you're not a sport, you're not an art. Then we're going to have to watch mixed martial arts. Bitch, why don't you put on some gloves and hit the mat, see what happens? Woo! Everyone's clapping. Wee-wee! You tell them, girl! Like, get over yourselves.
They gave me 3 seconds to say this, so. An actor's only job is to enter the lives of people who are different from us and let you feel what that feels like. And there were many, many, many powerful performances this year that did exactly that. Breathtaking, compassionate work. But there was one performance this year that stunned me. It sank its hooks in my heart. Not because it was good. There was nothing good about it. But it was effective and it did its job. It made its intended audience laugh and show their teeth. It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter. Someone he out...
Okay, Here's the lie that's been debunked many fucking times. But hey, let's keep perpetuating it, Meryl Streep. Way to do your goddamn fucking research. In fact, not even so much research. Go on fucking YouTube. Like, I think there are at least two videos of people debunking that very thing. Cunt.
Outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back.
And you know what? This is the shit that pisses me off when especially in comedy, because there's a concept called punching down. It's basically a concept where he's like, oh, you're making fun of people that are less of a social status than you, that are below you, which is fucking racist and fucking whatever classist in itself to even say, because that means you're saying that person believes that certain people are below you. When I've made misogynistic jokes, it is not because I feel women are below me. It is because in my life, in my personal experience, I have come across a plethora of female assholes. One falsely accused me of rape. Growing up in junior high school, the girls there used to play kick the fat boy in the balls. And I don't hate women, but you know, hey, you know what? Comedy's about truth. Comedy's about personal struggle. Comedy is about, you know, speaking your truth and making fun of it. And you have these people in the comedy community that will tell you what is acceptable and not acceptable. First of all, and that shit is not even applied evenly, because, oh yeah, you can't make a joke on women, you can't make a joke on blacks, you can't make a joke on Jews. But you know how many times I've been at open mics and I've heard fucking racist Puerto Rican jokes? And it's like, you gotta deal with it, you know? But if I was to make a black joke, which, hey, I got some, because, hey, I don't care what the fucking your definition of racism is, if you're gonna beat someone or fight someone because they speak Spanish, that's racist. I don't give a fuck how dark your skin is. And the ironic thing is, I have African blood in me. Yes, I am a product of slavery. I have slaves as ancestors. And if you don't believe that, pick up a fucking history book and realize that Puerto Rico was just another bus stop in the fucking slave trade.
It kind of broke my heart.
Shut the fuck up.
And I saw it, and I still can't get it out of my head, because it wasn't in a movie. It was real life. And this instinct to humiliate when it's modeled by someone in the public platform, by someone powerful, it filters down into everybody's life, because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing. Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence.
The video is showing some of the movie stars that were just, they just have this face like, all right, bitch. All right. Enough. Like, honestly, who gives, like, and the problem is, who, like, why do I have to talk about Meryl Streep and her opinion? Like, frankly, I could give a shit what this bitch fucking thinks. It's just fucking annoying that you will never hear the other side or another thing about. You won't hear someone stand up and criticize freaking Hillary Rotten Clinton about her disgustingness that were revealed in the 33,000 emails that she tried to delete. You'll never have someone stand up on that, in that type of venue, and talk and tear into them or tear into Obama, because he will never work in this town again. He's racist because he doesn't share our views. How fucking lazy. And what are you so afraid of if you're so fucking big and bad? Back to that.
The powerful use their position to bully others. We all lose.
Eat a dick.
Okay, go up with that thing. Okay, this brings me to the press. We need the principled press to hold power to account, to call them on the carpet. Every outrage.
Yeah, his name is Julian Assange. Pretty much the only journalist actually doing shit.
That's why our founder...
Viggo Mortensen just looks like, ugh, fuck this bitch.
...enshrined the press and its freedoms in our Constitution. So I only ask the famously well-heeled Hollywood Foreign Press and all of us in our community to join me in supporting the Committee to Protect Journalists, because we're going to need them going forward, and they'll need...
You know what? Yes. That finally something I can agree with. Yes, we're going to need some real journalists. And you know what? I'm not saying Trump doesn't need some checks and balances. Yeah, that's what's in the Constitution. We do need checks and balances. Yes, that we need the freedom of the press to actually tell the truth. But what we had was the Clinton News Network coming out with fake news and then calling anyone that's really doing any real kind of journalistic, have any type of real journalistic integrity. Oh, you're fake news. We're going to suppress you. We're going to attack you. Like, look what they're doing. Look what they did to the Drudge Report, the freaking denial of service attacks over and over and over again. Yeah, we're going to blame Richard. Like...
need us to safeguard the truth. One more thing. Once when I was standing on the set one day whining about something, you know, we were going to work through supper or the long hours or whatever, Tommy Lee Jones said to me, "Isn't it such a privilege, Meryl, just to be an actor?"
Now they're showing Vince Vaughn and freaking, what's his name? Fucking Mel Gibson, just like, oh God, Jesus. Vince Vaughn is just like, he looks like he's fucking had it.
Yeah, it is. And we have to remind each other of the privilege and the responsibility of the act of empathy. We should all be very proud of the work Hollywood honors here tonight.
Motherfuckers just playing, like, more people face it, like, they're just looking like, really, bitch?
As my friend, the dear departed Princess Leia, said to me once, take your broken heart, make it into art. Thank you for it. Yeah.
Oh God. Okay, Liz, I want to see what Tucker Carlson has to say.
We're going to Tucker Carlson, who tonight, 11 hours from right now, takes control of the 9 p.m. time slot. Good morning, Tucker.
Oh, is it 11 hours?
Thank you, Steve.
Are you excited? Are you a little nervous? What's going on inside Tucker's head?
Well, I mean, you know it much better than I, having done it for much longer than I. You're in your studio with the same cameraman, and it feels kind of the same, and it feels great. I mean, I'm gonna, you know, trying to think about anything bigger than that. So, okay. Yeah, I'm totally excited.
Well, I'll be watching.
We are. You too. Did great in the dress rehearsal. It's 7 o'clock, so we're excited for you. All right, let's talk about what's happening in Washington today. Confirmation hearings all this week, I should say. Not today. They're starting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So right. The Democrats...
Yay, Sessions. Yeah, and that's another thing. Well, Senator Sessions is a racist. Really? Like... Do people even really do research, or they just, like, they get their talking points from George Soros, and it's like, yeah, he's a racist. God damn. All right. This is too long of a clip, but I mean, hell, this is an article that was back in March. Actress and comedian Tina Fey complained about the abundance of liberal political agendas at the Academy Awards during an interview with Howard Stern this week. Well, okay, not this week, but this is from March 4th. The Whiskey Tango Foxtrot star stopped by Stern's SiriusXM radio show as part of a press tour to promote the film. When asked about being away from her home in New York to attend the Oscars in Los Angeles last Sunday, she complained of the plentitude of liberal political causes in Hollywood. Quotes, I will say, being at the Oscars, and I don't know if you guys feel this way when you go out there, but I'm so glad I live here in New York, Faye said, adding, because halfway through I was like, this is some real Hollywood bullshit. Everyone's telling me, like, what to do, and people are yelling at me about rape and corporate greed, but really it's climate change. The actress said of the politically and racially charged ceremony, it's like, guys, pick a lane. Like, everyone, we're going to fix everything tonight. And also, like, you're all rich. Why are you yelling at me about corporate greed? You're all so rich. Stern then pressed Faye on whether she is turned off when Leonardo DiCaprio starts using the podium to talk about climate change. I mean, no, I always am psyched when someone is articulate at those things because, let's face it, actors are very stupid, Faye responded. The actress then complimented DiCaprio's speech as poignant. Well, first of all, you know, climate change. We need more fucking, real non-political fucking, research into it. Especially when there was a data dump and there was like, a terabyte of data that came out that showed that Earth was getting colder. And that there was, you know, no real proof that it was no real proof of man-made global warming or climate change. And notice how they changed it from global warming to climate change. In fact, here.
The Howard Stern Show.
I will say, being at the Oscars, and I don't know if you guys feel this way when you go out there, but and I'm so glad I live here because I halfway through I was like, this is some real Hollywood bullshit.
Right.
It's just like everyone's telling me like what to do, and it was like people like yelling at me about rape and corporate greed and but really it's climate change. I was like, guys, pick a lane.
Yeah,
like what? Too much coming at me.
Everyone, like, we're gonna fix everything tonight. And also, like, everyone, you're all rich. Like, why are you yelling at me about corporate greed? You're also rich. Like,
do you get turned off when a Leonardo DiCaprio starts using the podium to talk about climate change?
I think I always am psyched when someone is articulate those things, because let's face it, actors are very stupid.
Right.
And a lot of times when you let them talk,
it's a disaster.
But he's so smart and his speech was so cogent. And
but in a way, isn't it weird to think about the Leo on the party boat who fucks tons of girls?
Yeah.
And then the Leo who gets up and is the so socially conscious guy.
Right.
Like, how do you fuck that many women without a conscience?
There's no green. This doesn't affect the green footprint, no matter how many women you fuck.
But do you know what I mean?
He's not hurting the environment.
To them.
But Tina, I have a hard time. I love Leonardo DiCaprio. I think everything he does is great as an actor.
He's awesome.
Putting that aside, we see these pictures of the endless models being fucked on the boat with his pussy party, they call it, or something.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But then you see the guy who's so worried about the environment.
Only time he speaks, he's speaking about the environment.
Does that give him a free pass to fuck all these women in a misogynistic way?
I don't think those fight each other, right? He was like... Again, like I said, there's no green footprint. And also, you know, all those girls are there. Like, back, if this was the 70s, it would be the same thing, but those girls would be like 13.
But Tina.
So I feel like at least they're all
18.
Like,
oh,
but Tina, does it make it okay to be misogynistic as long as you're for the environment?
Is it misogynistic to sleep with a bunch of women who want to sleep with you? No.
Well, it's a mutual use, wouldn't you say?
I think so, yeah.
Don't you think we should make a musical about this?
Yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio party boat, and we make songs about it.
Party boat.
But isn't it misogynistic when you know you're a man of power and you know that these girls models are looking for something to use you for. They want the power, and you use them for their beauty.
I don't think it's misogynistic. No, I think everybody there is up for it. I think also because like he's still cute.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You get looking a little snaggletooth, like, it's got to be a big problem.
It, when he's 50 and still doing
when he's
this.
50 and they're still 18.
Then there's a problem.
The Howard Stern Show.
Yep. So anyways, if you guys want to call in, let's open up the lines. Damn, I should have freaking opened up my Skypeage. Man. I'd like to give a big shout out to Jesse from Pod Awful for letting me on his show. It was really fun. I mean, really, when you guys get a chance, check out Pod Awful. Hopefully I got my peoples from Germany listening. How you guys doing? Or Guten Tag. Or I think at this point, Guten Morgen. Yep, turning on the Skype if you guys want to call in. My Skype is Crotch Shot Radio. Yeah. Anyway, I think I just shot my wild. Just trying to... Yeah, and I was trying to look up, like, who were the libertarians in Hollywood, like, who were the libertarians, and of course, Matt and Trey, from, you know, the creators of South Park, fucking geniuses. You know, I'm a libertarian. I'm a libertarian because, you know, I want to be left alone. I want to leave other people alone. It speaks to me. It speaks to me because, you know, it's all about freedom. But here's a list of, number one, Vince Vaughn. The Star Swingers, Wedding Crashers, and Old School is one of the most outspoken libertarians in a Hollywood dominated by limousine liberals. Vaughn endorsed Ron Paul for president in 2012 and even hosted him and his wife Carol at the premiere of Vaughn's couples retreat. In return, Vaughn has also been a guest at Paul's annual family barbecue in Lake Jackson, Texas. In 2011, Vaughn introduced Paul at the Libertarian Political Action Committee in Reno, Nevada. In an interview with Adam Carolla, Vaughn said that his parents' hardworking, self-reliant background helped shape his personal political views. I think that what you come as you get older, you just get less trust in the government running everything. Vaughn told Carolla, and that you start to realize when you really go back and look at the Constitution and the principles of liberty, the real purpose of the government is to protect the individual's rights to sort of think and pursue what they have interest in. Actually, this kind of surprised me, but Kane, you know, WWE superstar wrestler Kane, a.k.a. Glenn Jacobs. Yeah, I guess he retired. I haven't watched wrestling in years. Jacobs, the former professional WWE wrestler, better known as Kane, supported Ron Paul for president in 2008. He began writing posts with a highly libertarian bent on his website, and now writes for the most popular libertarian website in the world. In an interview on Thomas Wood's radio program, Jacobs mentioned that while he always had libertarian instincts, it was the work of Harry Brown, Ron Paul, John Stossel, Peter Schiff, and Maury Rothbard that helped add flesh to his libertarian skeleton. Jacobs also told Woods that he was theoretically a Rothbardian, that government should be bound by the same moral laws as the rest of us. Jacobs is also a member of the Free State Project. Don't know who that is. Don't know who that is. Julian Assange. Well, Kurt Russell. Russell, star of movies like Grindhouse, Overboard, Escape from New York, and its sequel Escape from L.A., is also libertarian. In 1996, he told the Toronto Sun, I was brought up as a Republican, but when I realized that at the end of the day, there wasn't much difference between a Democrat and Republican, I became Libertarian. When Bill O'Reilly asked Russell about his politics, Russell responded, limited constitutional government. I believe in that. Freedom, freedom, freedom. And we're living in a very interesting time right now for Libertarians because this American experiment is having a difficult time in terms of freedom. We got someone, we got James Peterson. He says he's a Ron Paul supporter. And you know, have you noticed that if someone says that they're Libertarian, they don't really get that much work? When's the last time you seen Vince Vaughn in anything? Kurt Russell, I mean, he was in a Quentin Tarantino movie, last year? But after that, what has he been doing? Drew Carey. Wow, Drew Carey. He's a Ron Paul supporter. Who was? Of course, Matt and Trey, South Park, Kelly Clarkson. I mean, again, to make it personal, because, I mean, this is something I have to deal with. I don't fucking want more government. I want less government. And it kind of kills me that people are like, I'm a libertarian. No, you're not a libertarian. You can't be a libertarian and support Hillary Clinton. And honestly, you know, look, again, Trump was never my first choice. Trump is not really a libertarian. He's not libertarian enough for me. But I'm hoping that he will shrink government, or at least get government out of my way so much that I can fucking work, make money, get the government out of the way so that way, you know, he knows that governments don't create jobs. And especially when you got all the... I'm really hoping he also, does something about corporate welfare, because it's not just regular welfare and food stamps. It's fucking corporate welfare when you're letting these companies get away with not paying their taxes, which constitutionally, businesses in the Constitution, they have to pay income tax. It's in there. Look for it. That is the only constitutional tax I've seen in the Constitution. And you got a lot of companies not paying their fucking fair share. He wants to lower taxes, or get Congress to agree to lower taxes, to make it more competitive, bring companies back to the United States so people could get to work. Hey, and stimulate the economy. That's what I want. I want there to be so many jobs that, hey, me personally, I want to change careers. I'm hoping it's comedy, but if it isn't, hopefully it's something I can fall back on that it's going to pay enough for me to, support myself and possibly be able to have a family if I am so inclined to want to start one or get married. But when you have... you have these people, again, you have these people that don't do their own research, that don't fucking think. They just want to play victim. See, that's the problem with the entertainment industry. Some of you are rich, or some of you have certain privilege, or you just want to be a victim because that sells. You know, they should really be thanking Trump because they feel like victims. Now they feel like they could be, I'm oppressed. And I'm getting tired. It's like, oh, he's a president. He shouldn't do that. No, you know what? Stop talking shit about the man. Stop talking shit. If you're going to talk shit, get him on real stuff. Stop going with these fucking half-truths or sound bites that are taken out of context. And then you got people talking shit, pissing him off. And then when he fucking reacts, oh, he's crazy. See, I hate that type of gaslighting bullshit. It's like you do shit to piss someone off, and then they fucking take your head off, or they say some shit and fucking hurt your feelings, and then you want to call them a monster. Come on. I mean, that's the shit that's happened to me. And then people are like, oh, why you did that? Like, I mean, for example, when that chick was calling me after she's like, oh, don't call me, don't write me, don't do this. Yet, day later, she's calling me saying, oh, well, we can't be together. You're a loser. You're this and that. And I finally do get pissed off. I'm like, yo, leave me the fuck alone. I'm going to fucking post your shit online. And by shit, I mean, you know, personal chats, not nude shit. But, like, I'm going to, like, leave me alone before I embarrass you. And that's the shit I don't get. You don't want him to do shit, but you want to talk shit. You want to freaking continue fucking, you know... You wanna continue fucking spreading lies and talking shit. Like, you know what? Like, it's one thing to criticize him about the job he's doing. It's totally another thing to, like, continue with the lies. Continue with the stupid allegations when you could, like, look them up and see them debunked. Every last one of them. You could easily look them up. And it's not just, you know, it's not just fucking pieced together, fucking highly edited shit like the left does. It's actual, like, everything's in full context. This is the full speech. Oh, they take this snippet so that way it makes him sound like a fucking monster. Like, honestly, if he was such a bad dude, why would they have to do that? Anyways, I think I rambled on long enough. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I'd like to thank Darnell for checking in. Big shout out to everyone. Please, 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 baby, baby, please tell your friends and family about the Crowd Shot Radio Show. We'll be live next week. Where the fuck are you? Who's do that? I'll be back live next week. Same bat time, same crotch time, same crotch schedule. And, follow me on Gab at LouisB1, Twitter at LouisB1, Instagram at LouisB1. Feel free and subscribe to the show on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and on Spreaker. I'm going to be starting a Patreon, so hopefully you guys will be able to donate and help me expand the show. Because I'm trying to raise enough money to have the own Crotch Shot Radio app. So, like, a big shout out to everybody. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.